Folks, this segment is brought to us by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Kuby's Sausage House, and Kuby's Game Processing in Dallas, where I get all my game processed, and the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in Oklahoma. Folks, this is Luke, and you know, occasionally we have a little extra time in our show, and this is one of those occasionallys that I get to visit with you. And I want to thank all of our guests. Larry Wysoon, gosh, he's been with me in Campfire Talk for going on 14 years every week, even back in when he was hunting Africa and all over the world, really. We'd always find a time to get together and record. So Larry's a storehouse of knowledge, and honestly, if you haven't ever had a chance to spend time with Larry Wysoon, he's just as nice a guy as he sounds like he is. He's just a lot of fun to hunt with and just a great guy. But thanks to Larry for being with me all these years. And he and I have a hunt coming up for hogs here, actually in about 2 weeks. So hopefully we'll have some fresh fodder to share with you. Tony Pennybaker down at Tuocony, the catfishing's going good. Right now's the time to catch what we call eater blues. You know, the good eating-sized blue catfish and tons of channel cat. That bite's still going on. And Mr. Bill Carey, thank you for being my friend, and thanks for all the updates on the striper fishing up there at Lake Texoma. It's almost bow hunting time, folks. Probably 26 years ago, I decided I was going to be a bow hunter. And for about 15 years, that's all I did when it come to big game hunting, is hunt deer and hogs and elk with a bow. I thoroughly loved it, and I still do, and I have been getting ready for this bow season. But as I progressed in my career as an outdoor writer, I learned that it made me a little bit more of a commodity if I hunted with other things other than just a compound bow. And I learned that I enjoyed that, shooting muzzle loaders and big bore air rifles and crossbows, things like that. But I've had a Gearhead bow is what I've been using for the past several years. It's a great bow, great line of bows. They make little short bows that are plenty strong and plenty fast. But mine, I think it's 28 inches axle to axle. I used to think that you had to almost touch your arrow groups at 30 yards to be confident as a bow hunter. That's really not the truth. I can't do that now. I can consistently shoot a 2-inch group at 30 yards, and you know that's plenty good to hunt deer with. Actually, that's really good for the average bow shooter, which I am. Practice. I've learned this about bow hunting: if I don't touch the bow through the heat of the summer and then pick it up, my first couple of three shots are just as good as they ever were usually. But the muscle, the training of the muscles from continuous shooting throughout the week, throughout the month, you lose that. So it's a good idea. If I were giving advice to bow hunters, especially new bow hunters, I wouldn't at all say you have to touch those arrows at 30 yards or even at 20 yards. Just shoot a good tight group, 2 to 3 inch group out to 30 yards all the time. Now, occasionally there's going to be a flyer arrow. You're going to jump the release, you're going to pull the release a little early or something, but as a rule, if you can shoot consistently good groups of, say, 3-inch groups at 30 yards, you are ready to go bow hunting, my friend. So don't let anybody tell you any different. But practice is good. If you're going to be hunting from a elevated position, it's a real, real good idea to shoot from an elevated position during your practice. I mean, you've read this, I'm sure, just about every bow hunting feature in magazines, they mention that, but it is the truth. If you try to duplicate your practice to fit your hunting situation, the way you anticipate the distances and the elevation to be, try to duplicate that in your practice. Now, do I shoot 20 or 30 arrows a day? The answer is no. I used to. But now I'll have about 3 or 4 practice sessions. I have a place set out in the trees behind the house where it's no matter how hot it is, I can get in the shade, and I'll get out there and I'll honestly shoot about 6 or 8 arrows, and I'll concentrate. And this is important: try to use the very best form that I can. In other words, try to make each shot in my mind as though I were really trying to shoot a great big buck or a fat doe. I really concentrate on it, pay attention to all the form, to the slow arrow, you know, squeeze on the release and everything. There's a lot of things that kind of go through your mind when you're shooting. But good form, if you can just practice that, you know, each time. And then if you're – here's something else that's real important. I've got a cabin out in the back behind the house out there with an elevated porch. I'll get up on that and sit down on a camp stool trying to duplicate setting in a ladder stand. In other words, instead of standing up for every shot, I do a lot of shooting setting down. And what that does, that trains you to position your legs so that the bow is going to be in the bow will be in the center of your legs. In other words, if you've ever hunted from a tree stand, you already know what I'm trying to describe here. If your knee or something is in the way of drawing that bow back, or if you have to careen your body way around your legs to draw the bow, that's going to throw you off. So when I get in a stand, or when I'm shooting off the ground practicing, I try to set in a position so that I can put that bow, the limb, you know, the bottom limb vertically there between my legs instead of over a knee or something, where it really gets you out of sync if you do that. I also think follow through after a shot is real important. It's a mental thing, but I try to concentrate on when that sight pin, the proper sight pin, which is with me, there's one sight pin that I hunt with, and it's set. I've shot it in at 25 yards, dead on at 25. But when that sight pin settles right on the target that you want to shoot, have the slack taken out of that trigger on your release and be ready to give it that final little tug that'll send that arrow on its way. That's important. There's schools of thought on some bow hunters. What they do, they call it chasing the bull. It's impossible for any human being to hold a sight pin perfectly still for very long. It's just not going to happen. But some of these guys, they try to, say it makes a little orb or a little circle, your sight pin on your target. Well, when it hits the spot, they want to pull that trigger, you know, go ahead and just pull it back and release the arrow, pull the trigger on the release. But I don't do that. I try to, when that pin settles down on the target that I'm wanting to hit, when I see it getting, it might move just a tad, but it's pretty much settled down. That's when I pull the trigger, and I don't jerk it. I try to, much like a rifle trigger, I try to squeeze that thing. Shooting distances, how or yardages, how far out you want to shoot is something that you need to determine before you ever go deer hunting, in my opinion. Now, I practice out to 50 yards, sometimes shoot 60, just for practice. But when I'm setting up to go hunting, that sight pin, it's always a green one because it's the most visible. It is set on 25 yards. So you can put a target up, say a 3D target, and that's what I used to practice with. Set it up at 25 and shoot it. I'm dead on. I'm within usually a couple of inches or maybe right on. But then if I want to shoot 30 and hold at the same point that I would hold on the target if I were shooting from 25, I'm telling you, if that 5 yards and I'm not going to shoot past that, it only drops a couple of inches. And then if I'm shooting up close, say the deer's 10 yards, you're still going to be within a couple of inches. But I used to shoot with the 20-yard increment setup, 20, 30, 40, like that, 10, 20, 30. And there's a lot to think about. That mind is when that deer comes up or hog or whatever, elk, whatever you're hunting, your brain is thinking about factoring a lot of things, thinking about where do I want this animal to stop when I make the shot, or how about that limb that's hanging over? I've got to let him move past that before I start my before I pull the trigger release. So if you have one pin set at 25 and you make a commitment, you're not going to be shooting a deer much more than about 30 yards, which is pretty good ways. Then you don't have to worry about it. You worry about putting that one pin on that spot just at the crease of that buck's shoulder or that doe or hog, whatever you're shooting, and you just, all you have to concentrate on then is making the shot. Now, most all of us now have range finders. Put it up to your eye, click, and you know exactly how far it is to the animal. But I seldom ever actually range an animal that I'm hunting, very seldom. But what I do is when I settle in on my tree stand, I usually hunt from a ladder stand as a rule. Sometimes I hunt from the ground. But I will range, say, a rock laying over there or the feeder. I know exactly how far if I'm hunting over a feeder to the feeder, and that'll tell you a lot. And then I say I want to see where 30 yards is, my maximum. And I just simply wait until that animal is in the range that I want to shoot within that 30 yards. And with that one pin configuration, I don't have to worry about which pin to settle on that shoulder. But I want to wish all of you bow hunters good luck on the opening weekend. We've got a few more days to practice, so get out there and get that 3D target or whatever you're shooting. Get out there and don't burn yourself out, but shoot. I would recommend two or three times a week, get out there and shoot 8 or 10 arrows and use the very best form that you can. Folks, I want to remind all of you, you can contact me, and I welcome you to, through catfishradio.org. And you can go right there and listen to the homepage there. You can listen to the archive of this show all this coming week. Be safe in the outdoors, and I'm already looking forward to getting with you next week and talking some more hunting and fishing. Folks, this segment is brought to us by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Kubi's Game Processing in Dallas, Air Force Air Guns, and the 22.5 Mechanical Frog. Check out this awesome topwater bait by going to mechanicallure.com.